Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right. So in this podcast, we are going to cover 10 steps to start a food business and a few things you really need to take into consideration when you start a food business, really no matter where you're going to do it. These are 10 things that 10 questions, actually, if you will, that you really need to ask yourself and sit down and say, look, I want to create a food business of this type, but what do I need to do? What is the step? What is the process in order for me to do it effectively and obviously to do it successfully? So in these podcasts, these are going to be 10 things that you definitely want to take into consideration. But before we do, we wanted to thank you to our big sponsor for today's podcast, which is actually One Day Away Clothing Wear that you can actually find on Amazon store. Down below in the description of this podcast, we will have a link directly to them. They have some truly high quality menswear that you can check out. The holidays are definitely right around the corner. So you want to take a look at some gifts for dad or a father or a brother, you want to definitely check out One Day Away. And I'll have some links down below to all of their products and a handful of different items that they've got available. So check them out. We do appreciate them and thank you guys again. So number one, is there a market for your food product? So this is an interesting question because this is actually a question a lot of beginner entrepreneurs get stuck at before they even get to the rest of the nine questions. The first one is there a market for your food product? There is obviously a saturation of all kinds of food products on the marketplace, especially when you go online. But is there still a way for you to make your product unique and get kind of an edge and get your foot in the door, if you will, and start to sell your food product? So you want to look at the different avenues depending upon where you're going to sell it. And here's what I mean by that. If you're going to produce a product and you're going to be online, you want to check the major e-commerce platforms. Take a look at products that are either similar to or like yours and see how many different ones are out there. See what the price point is. See exactly what's going on with them as far as feedback. Maybe you can create a product that's actually better than what's on the market and get better feedback and then get a better chance at selling more of the product. You know, go to eBay, go to Etsy, go to Amazon, Walmart.com even, or Bonanza.com. See what type of food products are similar to yours. And then from there, you'll know if you actually got an item that has a great market, okay? Number two, what does it take to operate a food business? So specifically, see, the food business, the phrase food business is very vague. So you want to find out again, determine what type of product or food product or food business you're going to create. Then you want to understand what does it take to operate it. So if you're making a packaged food product, then you need some type of a commercial kitchen, right? You want to produce that product, you want to put it into a package, seal it up, label it, and then you want to obviously distribute that. You're going to sell it online, sell it to retail stores, or if you're doing a food truck, obviously the entire functionality of your business model will change because food trucks are not a packaged food product. So you have a lot of other questions and things that you have to permits that you have to get, products, inventory, equipment, obviously a food truck. You know, there's a multitude of things that go involved with that, but they're totally different than a packaged food business. So what does it take to operate a food business like yours? Okay, number three, what legal structure should I use for my business? This is a great question because again, dependent upon how you're going to set up the business and what type of food business. If you're starting from home, let's say, under the cottage food laws, you're doing a simple product and you're going to sell it locally, a simple LLC would probably fit the bill perfectly. So if you're creating a product from home and you're creating something that's under the cottage food laws, each state, of course, has regulations and such, of course. But the legal structure, a simple LLC would be sufficient. Now, if you're starting a restaurant, I mean from scratch, you know, the restaurant is a food business, right? But that's a totally different type of industry. The business model is completely different. You're going to have customers coming in. You've got employees. You've got chefs. You've got cooks. You've got everyone else. You've got food service companies that you got to deal with. So an LLC may not be it. Maybe a C Corp. Maybe an S Corp. Okay? Maybe a different type of entity status, as it's known. It's called an entity status. So you want to know for sure what kind of legal structure really fits the type of business you do, right? Kind of a no-brainer. Number four. So what are my production and manufacturing options? So you want to look at what type of production options. When you're doing a packaged food product, like we mentioned in the opening of the podcast, then a commercial kitchen is the type of, obviously, the facility you would need. Okay, if you're going to manufacture something in mass production, then you're going to need a huge warehouse. And with that comes the machinery, the functionality of the machinery that's going to make your product for you. If you're going to have a warehouse, then you're going to have a much bigger grand scale. You're going to have also shelving for storing ingredients in mass quantity. You're going to have multiple employees at different parts and different segments of the production of the product. There's a multitude of things to think about. So the type of production and manufacturing options that you're going to be available, that's something you need to think about. And then what does it take to make that happen? So that, again, let's go back to the restaurant. If you create a restaurant, obviously you need a full-blown kitchen. You need to have, obviously, a chef and maybe potentially a sous chef of some kind or a line cook or something to that effect. You're going to have waiters and staff members. They're going to take the product once it's made, like a dish that's off of the heat and serving counter. You're going to serve that to a customer who's sitting at a table. See, those are all of the different production processes that you need, options you need to think about if you're doing a restaurant. So that's all different, but these are something that you need to be aware of. Number five, permits and licenses. So which one do I need and where do I get them? One of the most important questions about food trucks is, you know, you may or may not know that if you actually take a food truck and go over a state or city, I'm sorry, city or county line to operate that food truck in that other city, most states require you to have a business license in that city. So if you're in Florida and you're doing a Miami, Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, you keep going and moving to different places, all of those places need to have business licenses with your food truck. Right? So you want to be aware of what type of permits and licenses you have. If you're going to be doing it from home, you may have to have a food safety or sanitation course that you have to take and a permit that you have to renew. Okay? You see where I'm going with this? So you have a variety of things. So next up, number six, is the business plan. How do you develop a business plan? Well, business plans, the outlines of them are basically similar in the structure, but the specifics about the business plan are going to vary. If you're building, again, a food truck business, the information you're going to put inside that is going to be related to a food truck. And there's a lot of other dynamics and information that would not necessarily be the same if you had a restaurant or a cottage food business. Even if you believe it or not, even if you start a food business from home, even a small entity like that, you really should have a business plan. You should have some type of plan. You should know, where are you starting from? Where are you going? What kind of money or financing do you need? How are you going to sell the product? See, all of this stuff encompasses a business plan. Number seven is, how do I protect my product's name or logo? Guess what? That's a trademark. So once you create that logo and such, how are you going to protect that? Do you even know? If you have a slogan, you have a catchphrase for your food truck, guess what? You need to protect that as a trademark because somebody else could come along, start a food truck, and take it. If you're not legally protected, then you can't do anything about that. Okay? So you want to protect that. You want to make sure that the name and the logo of the business, your brand, has legal protection. Okay? Number eight, how do I market my food product? Again, that's a unique question, only because if you're online and you're selling a packaged food product of some kind, then your marketing may be Twitter, maybe it's social media, it's going to be Facebook, it's going to be content, images, photos, maybe links to your website, okay, if you're doing an online business. If you're doing a food truck or a restaurant or a ghost kitchen, then your marketing approach and how you promote it is going to be completely different. You're not going to be selling stuff on a website. So you don't need to have social media presence to link a website back to sell a product. You should have social media presence to promote what's the next food truck event that you're going to be at. If you're in a community, where you're going to be with your food truck next week so your friends or people who like it can be there. You know, so your approach to marketing is going to be completely different. Again, depending on the type of food business you're actually creating, okay? Number nine, what are the appropriate food safety procedures for my product? A fantastic question. Another great question. Because operating a food truck and preparing food on the food truck itself would require certain types of procedures and policies that you need to create as a food truck owner. You're creating a packaged food product in a manufacturing facility or in a commercial kitchen. Again, there's procedures, there's safety procedures and processes that you need to put in place to create the product safely and make it consistently, always the same, right? Number 10, where can I go for help? So definitely you can go here, the Marketing Food Online podcast. And of course, check out Marketing Food Online YouTube channel. Put a little plug in there, of course, for us. But go to Google. Believe it or not, if you've got a question, Google your brains out. I have built my business on literally being on Google every single day. I kid you not. We are an e-commerce business, and I still have questions. I still learn. But I Google it. Ask a question until you get the answer. Okay? So where do you go for help if you're local? Like if you can check out Kitchen Incubators. There's a lot of great resources for food trucks online. You want to create a restaurant? There's fantastic resources and blogs and even local small business administration. There's a lot of different business organizations within your community to help you get started. If you've got questions, ask. Don't be afraid to ask. Some of the best small businesses go under or never actually happen because people are afraid to ask questions. That's silly. That's just nonsense. You've got a question. You need an answer. Just ask. Find the organization that's adequate and sufficient and specific to your food industry, but don't be hesitant not to do it, okay? So these are 10 questions that every food entrepreneur needs to really sit down and kind of brainstorm and ask themselves. But it's great because it's going to give you a solid, concrete foundation to navigate through the food industry and get your business started. So don't be afraid to do it if you don't have the answers. Just ask. All right, so I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. And if this was helpful, as always, please do give me a big thumbs up of the podcast. And let us know if we have comments down below. And again, double check again with One Day Away, the menswear. They are our sponsor for this podcast. We appreciate you guys. And definitely check them out on Amazon. They have some actually really cool shorts I need to actually speak to my wife about. So, all right, so I'll see you guys on our next podcast. And check out our YouTube channel. Take care.